So here we are at the Spiegel tent, the fringe tent at the Amsterdam Fringe launch. It's the opening night, and I'm here with...
Lilja Björk Hermannsdóttir.
And that beautiful sound is Icelandic, and we're talking about a play called Call Girl. It's a solo piece of theatre here at the Fringe. Tell us about it.
It's a solo piece I wrote myself, and it talks about how we see people, about judgment. If we see people for who they are, like I look at you right now and the person I see, or do I just see you as the journalist who's interviewing me right now? So, and I'm going to play it in the Red Light District, in a very small location, in the middle, amongst the girls.
What made you decide to bring it here?
What made it... I wrote it, and I thought Fringe is a perfect platform to give me the opportunity to perform in the Red Light District, like to find a location, because it's a festival. Then Red Light District is quite... I recognize that the people are quite protective among the girls, so it was not so easy to find a location. And as I have the Fringe Festival, it's easier to access a location and people are more willing to work with me.
So tell us the story of the play, how it got written from the very first moment.
The very first moment, that's a big question. I think, whoa. Basically, it speaks about me being a foreigner here in Netherlands and things that I have lived through with judgments and went through... like being an artist here and what I've lived for. Maybe that's more or less from what it talks about. I started to write it and then it became the piece, and then I just wanted to make it a solo piece. And it's all, yeah, it took more and more form. And in the end, right now, I'm just going to stand in the Red Light District among the girls and make my solo performance.
So is the style of it very much like a monologue?
It's a monologue, yeah. It's a woman, and I'm just going to tell you a story. There's music involved, there's some silence and movement involved, but it's really more theatre, and it's in Dutch.
What made you decide it needed to be you who actually performed it?
Money. Money. I wanted to perform it, and I wanted to try to put myself, you know, to get on as a theatre maker and writer. And somewhere I have to start, and I wouldn't hire someone to, you know, you need to hire people and pay them, and I just had money for myself, so it's a bit basically very, very practical story.
And how did you stay objective as both the writer and the performer? Who were your sounding boards? Who were your reality checks?
Later, during the process, I got someone to watch me. To give me feedback. Yes, yeah, the process, it becomes awkward. I think that's a big question.
I mean, was there a director?
The director is a mime player, so because I also have a background as a dancer and I'm an actress, so, and she could sort of combine the physicality, as I think the character Call Girl in the Red Light District is quite a physical character. So she would combine the text with the physicality that I have myself.
And so if we were allowed to follow you around during the time you were trying to find the venue for the performance, where were you going? How were you finding the space to do this?
I asked people around me, and that's the funny part that I discovered, that a lot of people have all kind of opinions about the Red Light Districts and the girls who work there, but very few know people. So I started to figure out who might know someone, and I found a man living next to the Casa Rosso, and I went to talk to him, and he was sort of in it, but then he backed out at the last moment, and then the Casa Rosso was sort of open, but only during the day, but I wanted to perform in the evening, and I was very lucky to find a lady who just opened a gallery, because there's a lot of artists or young people trying to build up their business in the Red Light District. And I spoke to her, and she was willing to give me the venue. I was lucky, I guess.
And I guess this is more about the theatre craft, but then how do you turn that into a performance space that you're satisfied with to do theatre in?
With light. And I have light music and my text, I mean, and people going to sit there, so it's an audience, so that's sort of not going to be the real deal. I mean, I'm not going to stand there half naked trying to sell myself.
And I mean, I guess I've heard people say it's almost like moving into a new house when you see a performance space that's not a theatre. It's kind of, you start to imagine what you can do. Well, do it there, and this is where it's going to be, and this is where the audience is going to be. You have to claim the space, don't you?
Yes, and I found it so inspiring to try to go there and see. I'm just so excited to see if people are going to feel any different about the ladies. As the piece is talking about judgment, I'm not talking about pro or against or for prostitution. It's not what I'm talking about, just how we do we see people. And I'm just wondering, as I invite the audience to go inside the Red Light District and really have to pass the girls before they enter my space and they see my show, and I'm just wondering if they're going to see them in a different light. If that would happen, at least for one person, I would find it great. Just thinking about how do we judge people.
So you're also hoping that the people in that area are going to come and see it?
Yeah, I'm inviting them. Yeah. Let's see, but I guess most of them don't speak Dutch. So that's, you know, in case my piece is going to, in case I could perform it again, or I could go to another fringe festival and I would write it in English, it would be easier. But I think most of the girls, I know a couple of them already. I already start to, you know, talk with the people around me, and most of them don't speak Dutch, so it's going to be difficult for them to understand. But there are some, they might come. I know that some might come, so I hope.
What have you learned about yourself through this process?
Do I have time to think 1 second? Okay.
No, I love the silences. We get to hear a bit of the music while you're thinking.
Not to be afraid of what other people think. And that I dare to be more me. And that I dare to follow my heart, and that I'm not afraid, as I'm talking about judgment, that I'm not afraid about judgment of other people. Because I've got quite some funny reactions about me doing this piece, which is awkward, but yeah. I think that's the most beautiful thing.
Do you think you'll ever take this home to Iceland?
That would be fun.
How do you think they'd react?
I guess family would be like, what, are you doing this? But then, you know, curious, I hope. Not good to tell.
So final question, kind of talking to you as the writer then. Have you already got ideas and dreams for your next piece, or are you completely immersed in this one?
I have dreams, yes. That's I would love to find a location, maybe here in Amsterdam or somewhere. I was thinking Vikings or women. I don't know, to go back to my roots. Like, what do we know about the female fighters, the Vikings? I mean, do we know something about them? It's almost, all the stories are based on these great fighters and these men. And I have loads and loads of stories. But I found one which speaks of a very brave woman. And maybe, I mean, I'm not like feminist or something, but it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go that way. I will think about it. And I love movies. Somehow to combine theater with movies on weird locations, that's something what I would like to build.
Already thinking of the next project. And tell me your name one more time.
Lilja Björk Hermansdóttir.
Thank you very much indeed.